wanted to, I'd love to hear the stories or the aspects of God's kindness that you've experienced, because he just is incredibly kind. And throughout his word, we just read of the kindness of God, and the Psalms talk about the kindness of God. That verse in Ephesians chapter 2 talks about how the kindness of God, he's raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed to us in Christ Jesus. That just kind of summarizes the kindness of God, but there's so many other verses around just how kind God is. And the reason why we're talking about kindness for anyone who's visiting with us, our mission is to see life transformed through Jesus. And that's the mission of all followers of Jesus. It's not just for Overflow. And that's expressed in transforming life by being a family of wholehearted people and becoming unmistakably like Jesus. And we're focusing on the last part of going out of our way to boldly demonstrate God's goodness wherever we are. And throughout this term, been talking about what are the different aspects of demonstration. What does demonstrating God's goodness look like? So today, just four questions I want to quickly go over in the next 15 to 20 minutes. Firstly, what is kindness? What is God's kindness? What is kindness? You know, how does kindness differ from goodness? How does it differ from the other aspects of love? What is kindness? Who are we to show kindness to? Why does God want us to show kindness? And what can help us to be able to do that? So firstly, what is kindness? And it's a really interesting concept. I don't know if you've ever thought about what kindness is. It's not clear. There's not kind of one word that defines what kindness is and how it differentiates that from other aspects of love. The word in Hebrew is hesed, which is kind of an expression of God's loving kindness. It's his broad, sovereign grace and kindness. And I know Zach is going to be talking about this next term, so I won't try and compete with him. But it's kind of the gist of it is that persistent and unconditional tenderness, kindness, mercy, covering of shame. It's the relationship in which God seeks after man with his love and grace. It's this kindness. But as I've been kind of wrestling through, how do I help people get a grasp of what kindness is? There's probably four aspects of kindness that make kindness kindness. So can I suggest these? And just you think about it in terms of your experience of kindness, just as we go through this message. But the first one is that God's kindness is kind of unanticipated or unexpected. I just find whenever I experience God's kindness, it's unpredictable. It comes in a way that's different to what I would have anticipated. I know God's good, but it's always that pleasant surprise that God is so kind. How did he know? How did he tee that up in that way at that time? You know, it's just, when someone does something kind to you, it's like, wow, I didn't expect that. Kindness is unanticipated. Kindness is also undeserved. It's not something that we can earn. His kindness is just something that's given freely. It's not if we're good enough, we get his kindness. God is just kind. That's just who he is. Probably the best explanation of what makes kindness kindness, there's different forms of goodness and love and grace, but kindness is just what is needed at that time. It's spot on. It's bang on what we just needed at any particular time in our life. It's also, kindness is something that's cost. It takes time, it's resource, it's attention, it's being present. There's some sacrifice or cost to the person who's being kind to somebody else in God's way. And again, it's love in one direction. God doesn't show his kindness so that people will do stuff. He doesn't show his kindness so that people will be good. He doesn't do that. He just shows his kindness and leaves it up to people how they respond to that. So it's that perfect. God's kindness is just what we need, just when we need it. Does that make sense? Does that resonate with you in terms of God's kindness? Just like, how did that happen right then, right when I needed it? God, you're just amazing. And so we've been looking at the different ways that we can demonstrate God's goodness. And kindness is, I kind of wanted to have this last because it's kind of, kindness is, which of these is the best thing to do for someone at the right time? So I kind of wanted to make it last, except I'm on holidays next week. So Giddy was willing to swap with me. And we've got a guest speaker on the last week of term. But kindness is, well, there's all different ways of showing God's goodness, but which one is most appropriate and relevant for the need of the person that we're with at the time? And so it could be any of these, and just to skim over them, praying for someone can be the kindest thing that we could possibly do for them because kindness allows them to connect with God for themselves. Kindness allows them to experience the goodness of God for themselves. Kindness, prayer can be an incredibly kind thing to do and could be better than anything else. But it could also be blessing. A blessing, just being able to speak God's favor over someone's situation, over their life, over their family, over their work. Blessing can be such a kind thing to do. It could be just what somebody needs, just to simply bless them. Forgiveness, is that my next one? Compassion. Just doing in order of the sermons. And Sarah spoke about compassion, and compassion, you know, is such a kind thing to do. It's not just having empathy or sympathy for someone, but doing something about their situation. So showing compassion to someone can be just the kindest thing for someone who's struggling with life and just needs somebody to intervene in their situation. We can also show God's kindness, obviously, through generosity. Just being generous in our words, in our actions, in it with our resources can be. It's how kind is it when someone just is generous, just gives you something more than you ever would have expected? It's just such a beautiful act of kindness. And as Jim spoke about last week, serving, just showing kindness through getting stuff done for somebody. And we heard from a couple of people last week, or you heard, I was in hospital. But yeah, it's just such a kind thing when someone comes along and just helps you with stuff that you can't do or need doing, and they just do it. It's just such a kind thing to do when you need it most. Forgiveness. How beautiful is it when someone asks for your forgiveness or accepts your forgiveness? It's just such a kind thing, just to restore relationship. Or if we can be an agent of forgiveness on behalf of God for someone, for something that someone's done wrong to them or they've done wrong. It's just such a kind thing to do, just to wipe the slate clean through forgiveness. Caring. And again, like serving, like compassion, just being with someone. How nice is it when someone is with you, cares for you, provides for your needs, your soul or your spirit or your body. Just people caring is such a kind thing to do when you need it. There's two others. One that Zach spoke about early on, seeing clearly and salvation. Probably two of the other extremely kind things that we can do. And seeing clearly, and Zach spoke about how Jesus referred to taking the log out of people's eyes, just to help them to see what's going on in their life. And there's a couple of other aspects to seeing clearly. One, as we saw demonstrated this morning, seeing through God's eyes, having someone give a prophetic word, a prophetic encouragement, is an incredibly kind thing if you've ever been the recipient of a prophetic word. It just says God knows you. God sees you. God cares about you. So it's incredibly kind when we are able to speak on God's behalf into somebody's situation that we may know nothing about. Prophetic ministry is incredibly kind. The other thing about kindness, it's kind of a side point, and it's a really dangerous one in some ways, but you think about the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, something like that. And you think about Jesus, he was all of those things all of the time, right? Was he ever not loving? Was he ever not patient? Was he ever not gentle? Was he ever not kind? Jesus was always kind. Yet when we see in Jesus' ministry, sometimes he's turning over tables in the temple and whipping animals to get them out. Sometimes he's telling rich young rulers to give all that they've earned and give it away to the poor. He's telling Peter to get behind me, Satan. He's telling the Pharisees that they're an evil brood of vipers. And you think, that's a bit unkind. Jesus always did whatever was best and what was needed for a person at any given time. And sometimes the kindest thing that someone can do for us is to correct us, is to stop us from doing ourselves or our relationships harm, is pointing out something. But again, it's asterisk because it's so easily to done with judgment or condemnation. But it is an aspect of kindness, of helping people see clearly what's going on in their life, how they're presenting, what's limiting them in their relationships or them flourishing in life. Sometimes can be pointing out the truth. When you know you are loved, truth is your friend. So seeing clearly is a really kind thing that God can use us to help others. And the last one, the most powerful act of kindness is salvation. There's nothing more that someone can do than to die for another person. There's nothing more that Jesus can do than to die as you. It was unexpected. We don't deserve it. It was costly. And it's the thing that everybody needs is just forgiveness. And for everything you've done to be wrong, to be wiped, for you to have an eternal guaranteed destiny with God forever and forever by receiving a gift. There's nothing kinder than Jesus' death on the cross. Who does God want us to be kind to? Well, as I pointed out and those verses refer to, God wants us to be kind within his church family. That's really big. That's part of being a wholehearted family. That's, again, something we're going to be focusing on next term is what's it like to deepen our relationships as family? But we really need to be exceedingly kind to each other, the people in this room. How can we provide the best form of goodness and love at the right time for any person that we come across in our church family? And God's kind to everyone. He sends the rain on the just and the unjust. He can't help himself. God is just kind. He just wants people to experience his kindness. And probably the most challenging, as I talked about in the opening message this term, is the people we don't know and the people we don't like. That's the hardest ones to find, be kind towards. But they're the ones that Jesus wants us to really focus on, to really go out of our way to show the exact type of goodness to that person at just the right time. People we don't like, it changes them and it changes us when we're kind to people we don't know and people we don't like. So can I encourage us when we come across those people and you know who they are? Show them kindness. Show them kindness. I dare you. It'll be brilliant. it'll shock you. It'll shock them. So why does God want us to show kindness? Why? Why is kindness so important to him? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, that he wants us to become more and more like him. And if he can't help himself but be kind all of the time to everybody, the challenge is there for us. How can we become more like Jesus in showing kindness to whoever we happen to be with or whoever God happens to point out to us? But the power and the purpose of kindness, it changes the way people think about God when they experience his kindness. When God just hits the mark of just like, how could anybody do something so perfect at this point in time, just what I need? It changes the way people think about God. And as Romans 2:4 says, are you ignorant of the fact that God's kindness leads you to repentance, to change your inner self, your old way of thinking, and to seek his purposes for your life? The problem with the society around us is there's a whole lot of stuff going on, but ultimately it's because they don't know God and they don't know who God really is and they don't know how good God really is, and they don't know how much God loves them, and they don't know who God calls them and made them to be yet. But we get to help change that, the way they think, by demonstrating kindness. It gives us access into people's hearts and mind as we show God's kindness to them. So I just wanted to finish off with, yeah, what can help us? So we've got a person, we've got to show God's kindness to them, whether we like it or not. What's going to help us? Well, four things I just felt God encouraging us. If we're going to show his kindness really effectively and really powerfully, is firstly, humble ourselves. Humble ourselves. Place the person in a position of more importance to us than we are, which is a really hard thing to do because we are kind of self-focused and selfish. We need to consider people the way that God considers them if we're going to show kindness to them. It's a starting point. And again, the beautiful thing is the Holy Spirit is always kind. So ask Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. I may not feel like it. I don't know what to do. How should I be kind? I can't be stuffed. This person doesn't deserve it. Help me. Because the Holy Spirit will. He will. He'll give you the ability. He'll give you the ideas to be kind in ways that are really powerful. And so ask him to help. What is the kindness that this person needs right now? What is the need that this person, whether they know it or not, Holy Spirit, help me. Is this a word of encouragement? Is this an offer to help? Is this some physical resource? Is this spending time with this person? Is this listening to this person? What is the type of kindness that this person needs right now? And then when he tells you, do it then. Don't rationalize it and think, well, maybe I should do it later. Does he really deserve it? Have I got time? The things that stop us from being kind is we're just too busy to stop. We don't make ourselves interruptible. So making ourselves interruptible. Don't think about, well, if I was that person, this is what I'd want. They may not be you. They may need something completely different. So talking to them, asking the Holy Spirit, what is it that I can do to show your kindness, the appropriate form of goodness at this point that's going to really help people experience God's love, and then do it, and do it generously and faithfully and courageously. Amen? Just really wanted to finish, if I can, just with a simple activation, which will require, if you just want to sit by yourself and just reflect, that's fine. But if you could pair up with somebody, if you could just look sideways and see if there's someone else looking sideways. If you could just share, just really quickly, it might just, even if it's just one word or just anything that came to mind, it's usually the first thing that comes to mind. If you can just share that with each other just for a minute, or if you're sitting by yourself, ask God what he loves about you. Okay? I'll just give you 1 minute, 2 minutes to do that. Okay, thanks for sharing. I'll just hand over to Michelle in a minute, but if I can just pray for us. So if you would like to be used by God to be kind to more people, if you could just put out your hands or put your hand on your heart or just posture yourself just to receive God's encouragement and empowerment. The beautiful thing is God could do this all himself. He could just intervene in people's lives, and he often does. Where he will just do something out of the blue without any human intervention. But he loves using us to do it on his behalf. He loves it because it has a win-win-win effect. We get to participate in the work of Jesus in reconciling the world and people back to the Father who made them and loved them. So he'd prefer to do it with us. And there's nothing better that we, nothing kinder than we can do is point people towards Jesus, that into towards that relationship that we enjoy, towards that hope that we have that just changes everything, changes what we go through, what's coming ahead. We just have a confident expectation of God's goodness because we've tasted it, we've seen it, we know who God is. So if we can do that for other people, that's the probably the most kind thing that we can do is let them know Jesus wants to save them from themselves, from the problems of their life, and to give them freedom, joy, and peace, and a confidence in all of eternity, this life and the next. So Father, I just thank you for what you've been doing in us and through us this morning. Thank you that we get to participate with you in showing kindness, even in this small way, through our words, through our actions. But I just pray that we will make space and time for your Spirit to lead us to show kindness to people in this week ahead. Help us to see people through the loving eyes that you have for them. Help us to be courageous. Help us to be obedient. Help us to be generous. And taking those divine little moments, those opportunities where we do something and so often it's not a big thing, but for the recipient, it is huge. It is life-changing. A word in season, an act, a deed done in your time, in your way, is just so powerful. And Lord, we just pray that we may be able to help people change the way they think about you, that they may come to know you or want to know you for who you really are, and that they may know you for themselves. So just bless us. Give us eyes to see the opportunities. Prompt us, spur us to be kind, just like Jesus would if he was in the situation that we get to be in this week, in these weeks ahead. So just thank you for embracing us as a part of your family, part of your church. Thank you for the visitors, for people who have been here for a long time or a short time. Just bless us in life as we get to be a blessing to others. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.